Kasama natin muli si Miss Mylene Abiva, ang CEO at Pangulo ng Felta Multimedia na siyang organizer ng Philippine Robotics Olympiad. Magandang umaga sa iyo, Mylene.
Magandang umaga, Ana, at saka mga tagapakinig natin ngayon. Mabuhay, Pilipinas!
Oo, welcome back dito sa Sydney.
Thank you very much. Yes, I am here with the Philippine Robotics Team, an all-girls team na magpa-participate sa upcoming FLL or First LEGO League Asia Pacific Open.
This year at saka in the past 2 years, Sydney seems to be a home for the Philippine Robotics Team as you join once again and compete for the first or for inspiration and recognition of science and technology LEGO League 2016 Asia Pacific Invitation Competition.
Yes, it's our third year, pangatlong taon na po namin pumupunta dito sa Sydney at the Macquarie University. And again, each year we have been bringing home awards for the country. And hopefully this year with our theme Trash Trek, ay magkakaroon po ulit tayo ng award para sa Pilipinas.
You recently also went to the US for another LEGO competition. How well did the Philippine team perform there?
Oh yes, last April 26 to May 2, the Philippine Robotics Team went to the first LEGO League World Championship, participated by 62 countries, 105 teams po ang nag-participate sa category natin, and we won the best research, third place for best research. The first place went to the US, United States, second place went to Spain, and then third place went to the Philippines.
Hindi umuuwi na walang dalang trophy ang Pilipinas.
Yes, awa ng Diyos, for the past 16 years, nagpa-participate tayo sa either World Robot Olympiad or sa first LEGO League. Meron po tayong taon-taong naiuwi na honor para sa ating bansa. And yung project po na nating pinila sa United States is called BIO. It's a Biogas Illumination Yielding Project, a BIO, which converts gas or electricity from food waste dahil pang team natin Trash Trek. Ito naman pong dala naming robot na dito sa Sydney, gumagawa naman ng pencils coming from waste paper.
Mapapakinabangan ito sa mga schools dahil alam natin na yung mga kasamang team dito sa FLL competition ay mga high school or elementary students.
Yes. Ang age level po ng mga sumasali ay age 9 years old hanggang 16 years old. So tama po, elementary and high school combined po yung ating mga teams.
Mylene, you pioneered the introduction of LEGO robotics in the Philippines in the high school or elementary schools in the Philippines. How are the schools involved in teaching LEGO robotics doing at present?
Right now, we have over 600 schools, both public and private, na nagkaroon na po ng robotics program sa kanilang mga schools. So that's LEGO robotics program. And in addition, we have also established what we call the Philippine Robotics Academy na ini-integrate na po ang robotics sa curriculum ng mga schools. Kami rin po ang nagpo-provide ng textbooks, ng teacher training, and mentoring para sa mga robotics competition.
Will the robotics education take over the basic and contemporary way of teaching in the Philippines?
It will not take over. I think the term would be it will complement. Dahil ang thrust na yun ng bagong ating gobyerno ay to strengthen the STEM program or what we call the Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics program para po meron tayong mga scientists, inventors, and engineers for our country.
What's the advantage for schools who integrate the study of LEGO robotics or technology in general to the old school type of learning?
Yes, the LEGO robotics teaches our students what we call creative critical thinking. So they are given scientific problems to solve in a critical way. And then they also have soft skills like team building, communication. We also have hard work and fair play pag nagko-compete po sila. And the most important skill also is it's integrated in the science programs ng mga basic education natin up to tertiary level or college level.
You're not only focused on the LEGO robotics, but you are also very good in entrepreneurship. Do you think technology and entrepreneurship is the real big thing for the Philippines nowadays?
Yes, it's a must. In fact, as you know, technology is a must in our way of life. Lahat tayo may mga smartphones, right? Lahat tayo ay nagpupunta sa internet or sa Wi-Fi to browse or to send messages or even to research. And as an entrepreneur, it's important for us to be tech savvy because there's no way to go but to obtain this 21st century skills. Kailangan ma-automate din natin yung ating mga negosyo, and that's what I've been trying to do. We've been having automation in our own office. At the same time, we've been introducing school technology as part of our product line.
Gaano na ba yung level ng paggamit ng technology sa Pilipinas compared to other countries ngayon?
It's a growing field. In fact, I just came from, before I flew in to Sydney, I just came from an ICT conference, which is attended by entrepreneurs and corporate people. And we have been building a lot of technology for the business in the Philippines. For example, cloud management. We have also data servicing. We have, of course, our mobile advertising, digital marketing. So ito po, I would say we Philippines is an upcoming technology hub in the world of technology.
Does it follow na if you are high technology, it helps the economy of the country?
Yes, I would say indirectly it helps the economy because you do better business. So the trend right now is faster business, smarter business. And the only way to do it is using technology in our own businesses. So again, smarter and faster business.
And for this year's FLL Asia Pacific competition, can we expect victory for the Philippines once again?
Oh, of course. Definitely. We offer everything. All I can say is that the students, the teachers, and also our staff from the Felta Multimedia Incorporated have really worked hard so that we can raise the flag, the Philippine flag, high. And let's pray for us, and then we'll do our best to bring honor for our country, the Philippines. Gusto po namin imbitahin ang ating mga listeners ngayon na pumunta po sa Macquarie University Building E7B. Ulitin ko po, E7B. Doon po gaganapin yung first LEGO League Asia-Pacific Open na magpa-participate po ang Pilipinas as part of the entry to represent our country in the said competition. Then it's an all-girls team, 10 girls from elementary and high school level, and then we have 2 coaches, so we have a total of 12 in the team. There are 40 teams competing, representing 32 countries.
Thank you very much, Ms. Mylene Abiba of Felta Multimedia, and good luck for the competition.
Thank you. God bless. Mabuhay ang Pilipinas. Thank you very much.
SBS Filipino, sa radio, online at mobile.